Blaggett stood up, lifting his chin proudly.
"I'll build boats, father. I'm good at boat building, though 'tis a skill I never knew I had till I came here. I'm a good boat builder, ain't I, Mouse Mates?"
The Mouse Babe and Fertile chorused together.
"Blackguards makes the best boats."
By late afternoon, Blaggett was ready to set out, laden with provisions and tools donated by kind Redwallers. Sextus had detailed a small party, headed by Oak Tom and Tarquin, to go with him. They would help him to build a dwelling at his chosen place. The sea rat stood by Melissa's grave and shuffled awkwardly.
"Goodbye, Mom. Sorry about your trouble. I'll try to be as good and helpful to others as you was, I promises."
Fertile and the Mouse Babe began weeping inconsolably at their friend's departure. Blaggett pressed a pawful of candied chestnuts on them, saying,
"Oh, stop blabbering, mate. You'll have me at it again. You can come and visit with me next summer if you're good, and stop that crying. Listen now, there's the Joseph Bell. It's tea time. Hurry along, or you'll be late."
He stood watching them until they disappeared into the abbey. Wiping away a tear, the former bosun of the Pearl Queen hitched up the pack on his back and set off.
"Come on, Mr. Tarquin. I promise you I won't make no skilly and duff for supper. Me and you will build the fire, and mayhap Mr. Tom will do the cooking."
They set off up the path with Tarquin muttering darkly,
"Oak Thomas cook? I should say not. The blight would probably have us eating tree bark and drinking water. Now, Brother Melon, there's a useful mouse. Good cook, too. Hi, Melon, old chum, come here. I want a word with you."
The shadows lengthened as they left the dusty path and cut off into Mossflower Wood.